And again, we call you to the writing of Paul to the Romans in the fourth chapter. You've already heard it in your hearing, but I don't think it's no harm in hearing it again. Hallelujah, Jesus. And thus said the power of the Almighty God. We hear it now. We're going to hear it again a little bit later. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beginning at verse 13 that you've already heard in your hearing, Paul's writing to the Romans, the Bible reads, "For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they, which are of the law, be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform." The basis of our thinking this morning coming from the 20th and the 21st verses. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Supporting scripture coming from 2 Peter 3 and 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or a subject this morning. Always believe in the promise keeper. Always believe in the promise keeper. Somebody this morning, just feeling good about Jesus. Somebody this morning is glad that the Lord hadn't left you all by yourself. Somebody's glad to know that God is the one that has all power, and he holds the whole world in his hand. And somebody just come to tell their God, thank you. So if God has done anything for you, and you know that you know that you know that you owe God some praise, then you ought to get up on your feet. You ought to cry to your God and tell the Lord, thank you. All right, churches. It's all right to feel good. It's all right to praise him. We come in here to worship him in spirit and in praise. Because the truth of the matter is God has been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory. It's all right this morning to let go and let God have his way in your life. Don't nobody know like you know what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody said he may not come when you want it, but he always, always on time. He's on time for somebody this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, when I look around and see what the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah. That's why the praises are going up this morning. Somehow, some way, you always must believe in the promise keeper. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is worthy this morning. Glory be to God. It is a good thing to want to praise God. It is a better thing to be ever so grateful for the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. Despite the fact that we are all sinners saved by the grace of God. All have sinned, all have fallen short of God's glory, but God is yet a blessing and merciful God. Every day of our lives, the Lord is worthy of the praises. And I'm hoping and trusting that I know sometimes you may not get as excited, but I hope and pray that every day or someday throughout the week, the same God you're feeling right now, you can feel him just that close to you. In your home, in your car, on your job. They say that they've taken prayer out of school. They say that you can't do this or you can't do that, but you can steal away into your secret closet. Even standing there running the machine, you can steal away. The machine gonna run itself anyhow. But you can talk to God, Lord, help me make it through the day. Lord, help me get the hanks off me. Somebody in here been talking about me. Somebody don't like me, but I'm going to yet let my light shine. I find this morning that it is a wonderful thing to be a child of God and to know whom you belong to. Whoever it was that first said that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? You know, we realize that sometimes we attribute so many things to the men of God, but there are things that came up before it was even written. Because life has always been uncertain. Life has always had unpredictable things that could happen. And even as we sit right now, we really don't know whether or not we'll be here tomorrow. We don't know whether or not we got a certain time that we'd like to retire in the evening, but God may retire you before your retiring time. So it behooves all of us to take every opportunity to do good. We need to take time for giving God the praises for the things that he has done in our life. And that's why we're in here this morning. We come to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. And as we consider our thought for today, we're talking about believing and about the promise keeper. I feel this morning that it's very important that our children, as well as our adults and elders, know the importance of making it a practice to say what you mean and mean what you say. Now, what you said to the individual you are talking to might not be what they want to hear. But if you be honest with yourself, if you be honest with them and say exactly what you mean, and then after saying it, mean what you have said. In other words, don't be wishy-washy. Don't be one of those fronters that when I'm in your face, I'm going to tell you one thing, but when you get around the corner, I'm going to say something else. If you can't help me, if you don't love me, it's all right to say, no, I just can't do that today. But why mislead people into thinking that I'll be there for you, just call me if you need me, and knowing all the time that you have no intention on addressing their need. So you got to be very careful, young people, sometimes when you talk to your parents and you tell them, Mama, I ain't going to do that no more. Well, now you need to mean what you say. If you're not going to do it anymore, you're not going to do it anymore. We're talking about making a promise. We know something about promises. What about when the times that mama promised you that on Friday, if you get everything right at school, on Friday, when I get off of work, we going down to Walmart. We going to the mall. We going to the candy store. We going and buy you some popcorn or something special. I promise you that if you get your grades right, I'm going to do it. So now that your parent has made you that promise, then come Friday, you've been working hard all week long and you've been watching how you talk too much. Any of y'all talk too much at school? Oh, come on, church. Any of y'all talk too much at school? Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with telling the truth. The mama get the note anyway. We already know you talk too much. And many of you have made a promise, mama, I ain't going to be talking in class. And for some reason, you just can't keep your mouth shut. Well, what's up with that, children? We want to understand you this morning. We want to love you, but we got to understand that there's a time to talk and there's a time to be quiet. So we must understand, we got to help our young people. See, what I found out is that most of us that are grown, we already think we know the way. I can't tell you very much anyhow. But I got some children in here that we got to help along the way. And those children need to know what it is to make a promise. Those children need to know that when you make a promise, you need to say what you mean and mean what you say. In other words, you got to learn how to keep your word. Now, if you want to get biblical, in the book of Ecclesiastes 5:5, the Bible said it's better it is that thou shouldest not make a vow than thou should make the vow and not pay. So in other words, if you're not going to be able to do what you say you're going to do, it's better off not to say it anyhow. Now, for those of us that want to go a little deeper, we need to be careful about what we say because we got to be aware that Jesus said every idle word that comes from your mouth, you're going to have to give an account of. Now, let me go a little deeper than that. Every inner thought. Because sometimes you think it, but you don't say it. But we found out this morning when we were talking about the awesome power of God and his omnipresence and him knowing all things, that the thing that you think, he know what you're thinking. He know what you're going to say. So you got to be careful what goes through your mind. No matter who you are, what you're going through, or what may be stressing your mind and your heart, we serve a God that can do anything. God has promised never to leave you or to forsake you. I am confident that he is always true to his promises. As we think about what we learn, we know that God knows everything there is to know about us. God understands when we are going through, when our weak moments and our strong moments, God understands when we just can't bear anymore. But we have two very important words this morning. A believer and believing and to make a promise. When we look at the word believer or believe, we believe that the Bible says, as we look at Webster, it says to place one's trust in God's truth. One who takes God as his word and trust in him for their salvation. Trust in God with your will and with your mind. So if you believe, you trust in God. If you believe, you have true confidence in a statement of a promise that came from God. Now, a promise is a solemn pledge to perform or grant a specific thing, an agreement to do or not to do something. So sometimes when we make promises, we promise to do it or not to do it. I will come and see you. I will not be there. We got to understand that when we open up our mouths, we got to be very careful, because when you make a promise, somebody is expecting something. And when somebody expects something from you, you need to come through and follow through with what you said you were going to do. How many times do you get tired of people saying one thing and doing something else? What I want us to know and understand this morning is today we can trust and believe that God always keeps his promises. If God said it, then you can believe it. If God said that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, then if we continue in our sins and don't confess our faults before God and be received as his and let him be our personal savior, then hell is going to be our home. That is a promise from the Almighty God. We got to understand that there are a lot of people that just don't care what they do. When we look at our everyday existence, somebody somewhere breaks a promise every day. Sometimes it's beyond your control. Sometimes it's just the lack of common decency because people just don't care how they treat you. Remember Jesus said unto us, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And a lot of times you make a promise that I'm not going this route anymore, but you got to be careful what you say out of your mouth. A lot of times that one that you said that you're not going to have anything to do with, that might be the one that you stand in need of. That may be the one that come along just when you need somebody to be there for you. Now, as we look at the word of God this morning, we find Paul's writing to the Romans. And we're talking about a promise. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world. The Bible says it was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. So when we talk about a promise that comes from God, we got to believe that God is able to do what he said he's going to do. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. So in other words, if we don't believe in the power and have faith in God, if we believe that things just happen just because I'm lucky or because I'm able to say I'm all that and things are just going to come my way, then we make our faith in God void. Because the law worketh wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. If we didn't have law in the land, then people would be doing any kind of thing. And even though they might be breaking the law, they know that there's a consequence if you break the law. If you do that that is out of the will of God, then there's a penalty that has to be paid. The same difference is that if you do the right thing, then there's a reward that shall be given. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is also of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now, those of us that have been around for a while, we know that Abraham is the father of faith. And God promised him, because of your faith, because of how you stand for what's right, I'm going to bless you. And you're going to be the father of many nations. The Bible said, is it written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he had believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calling those things which not as though they were. That's the kind of God we serve. God can take those things that it seems impossible, those things that are void, those things are desolate, and bring them to existence. That is what happened to us this morning. God took a mass of dirt from the ground and breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and after which we became a living soul. In living, we got to have hope that God will continue to walk with us every step of the way. Who against hope believeth in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so that thy seed may be. Being not weak in faith. In other words, we're looking here at a man that had faith in God. That faith was so strong that even if God spoke the impossible, Abraham believed that if God said it, I believe it. There are a whole lot of us in here, we sort of go through the motions. And we say that we are believers in the power of God. But when tragedy comes in our life, when sickness and heartache come, we begin to fold up. We began to question God. We began to scratch our heads and wonder. But if you really believe in the power of God, glory, hallelujah, help me now, Jesus. Somebody got to have real true faith that God can do the impossible. Is there a witness in this house that know that God can go beyond your comprehension? God can go beyond what the doctor says. God can go beyond what you think in your own mind. I don't care how intelligent you might be. But we serve a God this morning that is able to look beyond our thought. And even though we got faith in the Almighty God, the Bible says, those that are weak in faith, did you not consider your own body? As he began to talk about the promises of God, Abraham realized that God made me a promise a long time ago. And God promised me that I would have an heir to the throne of God. God promised me that I would have my own offspring. But when we look here at the promise that came from God, Abraham was 100 years old. And the Bible says his wife Sarah was old as she could be. In her 90s and had already passed conceiving time. But you better learn that God is able to do what God said he did. For the Bible said that if you give reference here, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. You got to learn how to be strong in your faith and learn how to give God the glory. Abraham was fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was able also to perform. And I stopped by to let you know this morning that God will bless you if you believe. When we think about this man called Abraham, when we look back at our background information, and the Lord God visited Sarah and said unto the Lord, did unto Sarah, and he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. But when we look at when God made the promise, when we look back in Genesis 17 and 16, the Bible says, I will bless her and give her a son also. I will bless her and she be a mother of many nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old and Sarah that is 90 years old? Can Sarah still bear a child? But God says, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name is Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant with his seed. When we look in chapter 18, the Bible says Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I have waxed old and have pleasure, my Lord also. In other words, Lord, I'm an old woman now. My man is an old man now. He's past doing the thing that it would take to make a child. I'm too old to conceive in my body. Is there anything this morning that God cannot do? But I'm glad that Abraham had faith in God. I'm glad that Abraham knew God as a promise keeper. If God promised to give him a child, Abraham knew the child would come. The Bible says that they said in their heart, is there anything too hard for the Lord? I'm glad to know that there's nothing too hard for my God. God can do what he said he'd do. You better always believe in the promise keeper. Why am I going to believe? The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Some men may be slack. Some men may not do what they say they're going to do. But when I praise God, when I look up to the hills where my help comes from, I found out that I am a child of God. I found out that I serve a promise keeper. Always, always believe in the promise keeper. God will do what he said he'd do. I promise you this morning, if God is on your side, he'll pick you up. He'll turn you around. He'll place your feet on a solid ground. God is a promise keeper. When you get down and out on your bed of affliction, look up to the hills from which cometh your help. I know, Sharon, my help come from the Lord. He promised me. He promised me. Go out there in the world. I want you to teach them to observe all things. Baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And my God promised me, the promise keeper said, that if I'd go, he'd go all the way, even until the end of the world. He'd go with me when everybody don't want to go. I'm glad that I got the promise keeper. He promised me that when things get rough, he sits high and he looks down low. He promised me that if I was down and out, he picked me back up. I'm glad that all I gotta do is call on the name of the Lord. Anybody in here, have you called on your God? Do you believe God will do what he said he'd do? Did God make you a promise that he'd walk with you? He'd talk with you? He'd be a mother for you? He'd be a father for you. I found out, John, He is a promise keeper. Because ever since that day, my mother and daddy died, God has walked with me. God has took me by the hand, went with me every step of the way. There were times that I felt weak, but God held on to my hand. There were times when I didn't know which way to go, but God said, I'll lead, I'll direct your path this morning. Somebody here got a promise from God that one day I'm going to touch your body. One day I'm going to build you up. One day I'm going to put you in a position where you'll humble yourself down at my feet and you will tell the Lord, I am that I am. I believe that God is true to his promise. Always believe in the promise keeper. He won't let you down, but he'll always be to your rescue. God promised you that I'll be there. And not only am I going to bless you, but I'm going to bless your seed after you and your seed after you. That's the kind of God we serve this morning. From one heart to another heart, God blesses us. And because I believe in the promise of God, Peter said, God is not slack according to his promise. God can do just what he said he'd do. With men, some things are impossible. But if you try God, oh, you better learn how to try God. And when you try God, let me tell you something. You close out all your neighbors. You close out your best friend. Sometimes you got to get away from your family and just be you and your God. And you steal away and you fall down on bended knees and you talk to your God. And sometimes you can't be in a hurry. You got to stay there and tarry. Say, I'm going to wait on my chance. I'm going to wait till I hear my answer. Because he may not come when you want him. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. But he is always on time. See, I feel a dance right now in my feet. Because God promised me that if I opened up my mouth, that he'd speak for me. God promised me that if I let go and let God have his way, he give me a double portion. That's why I preach so hard. That's why I love him so. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Anybody in here glad to praise him? Anybody in here want God to bless them? Has God made you a promise? Are you waiting on an answer this morning? Always believe in the promise keeper. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.